Beginning the current daf from Masechtas Nazir Daf Yud, begin on an alf, begin to Masechta, begin with the words of the Mishnah. Parazu. So this cow is actually the words of the Gemara that's explained in the Mishnah. Kogan Chayes Apadu Butzlafana. So Rabbi Chama says, talking about where, for example, there was a cow that was squatting in front of him. Says Taisus, Mashmalay, it sounds like the Hesed of Butzah. How do we know, how did Rabbi Chama know that this term where it's squatting? I mean, they tell him in the fact that says, my mind isn't if I'm going to get up. Now, Lishmud Rabbi Chama, according to the interpretation of Melchama, Yesh Lefarish Lishn Mesnin Hachi. So really, Tosis explained the words of the Mishnah. Explain the words of the Mishnah like this. Amar, the opening words of the Mishnah were Amar, Pirish, in other words, who's saying? Amar Odma Reha Par Rebutza. The man who sees that the cow is squatting, he says, as he quotes from the words of the Mishnah, Amar Parazu, that this cow is saying. Claim, in other words, this cow is thinking in its heart, this that it's squatting, and we can presume that this is what it's thinking, because it's squatting so much, cannot get it by itself. As Tosh explains, it's not really that the cow is thinking this. The cow does not have the intelligence to understand and to think. Claim, in other words, people that pass by and see it squatting so much forcefully, they think in their heart like this. Since the one who sees the cow, he thinks in his heart this regarding the cow, so it makes it like dependent as if the cow is thinking this itself. What's called projection. Combined, like we find the puzzle in Yonavon, that the ship was thinking it's going to break. Obviously, the ship is not thinking this. The person who sees the ship thinks it's going to break. The pasuk makes it dependent on as if the thought is in the ship. Makes the thought dependent on the cow. Okay. Now, what was the cow thinking? Said, as the words of the Mishnah were, Harini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, Imoy Medes, if I get up. As Tais explains, Harini, this I'm going to be, Musabala Adam. The way Yom Macham is explaining it is actually not the cow saying this, but it's the person saying that I'm gonna be a Nazir. Actually, that's why, according to this interpretation, Harina Nazida is with a hey at the end, not Harina Nazir, as a different maskil of this words of the Mishnah and Tosis were, was a mapik hey, which actually means Harina Nazira to Mapik is I am a Nazir of it. I mean Harina Nazir himself and Mamed is I'm a Nazir from its meat if it gets up. Now Tosis explains this, but Rambam and Moshe Balashna Mishnah. Rambam is adding up to the words of Mishnah. Imaymedis, not if it doesn't just it's the Mishnah says Imaymedis, I mean if I'm gonna get up. He adds in the word me'aleha, if it gets up by itself. Kimileh in the Balashna Mishnah. The words me'aleha are not from the words of Mishnah. Now the next word of Mishnah doesn't just say Imaymedis, period, and then he's adding the word me'aleha, it says the word ani. What is the word ani saying? So talk literally about you have to push and explain Shemusabala Odama Makam Nazir is going to the person who accepts Nazir's Bukhakam, and this is what it's saying. Imoymedes comma. If it gets up, meaning mele by itself, then ani, me, the person, Nazir himself, I'm gonna be a Nazir from its meat. Now, Bhavagam Tikfa Omar Harin Nazira, although he already said I'm gonna be a Nazir from its meat, Kefa Mila who Allah Odama Makam Nazir, this redundant word is going back on the person who accepts Nazir. But Lachain Nir La Maraf Nir Allah, therefore it seems to have been a parents Nir Allah. His light should be elevated. Now, according to the flow of the Mishnah, it sounds like Shapara Atzma Amr Harin Nazira. Sounds like Amr Parazu Harin Nazira, that the cow is saying I'm a Nazir, if I get up. That would work out very well with the words. That's why it says, if I get up. Now, according to Rambam Chama's interpretation, it doesn't have to say Ani, Shekva Amr Harin Nazira, it's Harin Nazira. And it's superfluous. It's just that the Mishnah is said as if it's the cow's talking. But just like we explain the words of the Mishnah for the case of the cow, that's what we explain for the case of the door. Now, this is what we have to read the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah were Omar Pirsh, in other words, Omar Adam, the person says, when he sees the cow squatting, I think that what? So this actually is the words of the cow, as it quotes, the Amra Parazu. That this cow is saying, if I get up, what does this mean? The cow is desperate to get up. It just can't. And the cow really would take a Nazir if it could stand up. Says the person, I'm going to complete its words. I'll be a Nazir from its meat if it gets up. Yeah, and all the words in the Mishnah are the words of the par. And the Gemara adds on the Amar HaAdam that the person says, which the Kedusha Ben Peretz adds in the words Harini Nazir in my Medes. That'll be a Nazir if it gets up. Now, Pektasat Moshi Dizu says Taisis, you can wonder a little bit on this interpretation. The Irish HaAdam, it is to matter that the person Oim Befeish says explicitly Harini Nazir in Psalchim in my Medes, I'm going to be Nazir in his meat if it gets up. Simkin have a Kula and Yonder, the Amar Parah. So then this whole thing about what the cow is saying, because you're saying what the person is saying, but the whole thing about the cow's storytelling is for nothing. Its words have no significance to be saying that the person himself is saying this. You mean nothing from his mate, which is really the whole discussion. So Tosafot says, it seems to explain, no, the person's not saying anything and being nazir from his mate. He's just telling over the story of what the parah is, so to speak, saying. Which obviously is no application of Nazirus. Rather, just that it should be separated from, be prohibited, not to have benefit from its meat. So when the person says, oh, but this is what the cow is saying, so he's saying that I want to fulfill what the cow is saying, yes, to be separated and prohibited from its meat. That's what Pligibish Amisil, Kilo Omad Mefesh, as if a person said explicitly, that I want to be Nazim its meat if it gets up. As the Gemara continues to explain this, like the previous Mishnah, that's what he's saying. But however, what one has to look into is the my part. But then what's the Gemara's question continuing after this? But Shammai already said this once before, as we've seen in the previous Mishnah. We had to tell you after Abla Hiska called Nazirs, although he didn't mention me about Nazirs, that it's like he did say, because he's saying over the story of the cow. So that you have to understand what's the Gemara's question. But the Taisa continues with the words of the Gemara. B'shamah go according to their opinion. That is, as Taisa explains, which dried figs have nothing to do with Nazir, and even so it becomes a Nazir, because a person doesn't say words for nothing. Also, meat has nothing to do with Nazir, and still you'll be a Nazir. What do you need all these halachas for? As the Taisa continues, the different masks of Taisa, tartan class. 2-3 claim, in other words, yes, but base by giving makam is 2-3 places, but gergis, but parah, but dalis, regarding the dried figs and the cow and the door, yeah, we say the same halacha. Utsrichi, and we need a kid mefarish, but also as the Gemara continues and explains, because the yidma begergis, if we said this by the dried figs, mishum the machal fi ban oven, because it gets mixed up with grapes. Why is it getting mixed up? The tabai pain in it, because both of them are fruits. Vashem bedaito ilaman oven, maybe he really meant to say grapes. Well, but gergis, it would make sense that he mixed it up with different fruit that have dried figs. So too, basa vachamra, running meat and wine, those are the primary staples of the meal. And people could confuse the meat and the wine, and that's also a case that we would need to tell you the Chiddush. But then, since they begin to say, then just disagree regarding the meat and the wine below me, without the getting up of the cow, according to his opinion. What you could say, you're right. Parenthetically, we're telling you the carbonosia, that his intent when he says it's going to get, but it means to say may allow from itself, which actually says, look, come on, and the gear says, afarish. Later on, I'm going to explain, shazil b'chal kush hashas. This is really part of, and actually Tais explains it very deep in the layered question that Rabbi has, Ramah Chama. This is the Gemara's question, the parchash nodir Ramah Chama. That's really the question that it's asking on him, that what do you have to say, this whole other narrative, if it's all about, like the halach of the previous Mishnah. Which we continue next to the Masal Taisa, which that's Rabbi's question. He says, "Mik Toni Meleo, does it say that it stood up by itself? In other words, in a man is Ketoni, it says if it's going to get up. The Vavi Yav Meleo, but Masnit Mefurish, because as Taisa explains, Rabbi says, yeah, for sure, if it would have said the word Meleo in the Mishnah explicitly, he said, I would agree to your interpretation. Achavent Leik Kamer Meleo, from the fact that it doesn't say by itself, Shema Meno, the Leik Lefurishi, either Bididach or Kididach, that you cannot explain like you said, because the Ididach would be like you said. Listen, you should say, Harini Nasim Sava, that's it. I'm an Azar from its meat. But they live in the Nazir's Ba'am Mod, you shouldn't make the Nazir's depending on if it gets up. Therefore, it's bothered by Shemlais Ba'aloshin HaMishnah Me'eleho. This that he's adding on to the word of the Mishnah Me'eleho. That's why. Because as Taisa explains, Avalhomle Kasha, what's not difficult is my the Mais Ram Bachama that he adds on to the end of the story. And he says, Ba'am Me'eleho got it by itself. That's not bothersome because Shazah Loshin Nitzach Lahis of Loshin Mishnah. You don't have to really add on that on to the words of Mishnah. Elekha Dava, rather the primary thing, but Masha Tele Nidra, what he's making the Nidra dependent on. That's Tzach Loshin Zatan, that's the time that's to let us know. Masha Osa Par Achre came, but what the Par did afterwards, in Tzach Loshin, they don't have to teach. El Baperim, that you could just orally transmit that. Ichnasa Mais Achim, what actually happened to the story after. Because the Vadish Shatel Nidra Bam Da Par Meleha, because most definitely, he made his nether depend on the cow getting up by itself. Obviously, it's not going to be nuzim if it doesn't get up by itself. And the gear says, so we don't have to explain and say, oh, that it got up. Because obviously, that's what happened. That you would know on your own. So that's not problematic. Moreover, like Lefarge, you cannot explain that when you said, im amda means, whether by itself or whether through others, Because it's not the norm of a person to be make it depend on something that he knows is going to happen, because either he's going to get up eventually, either through the person or through someone else. Because if his intent really was to become a nazir, why are you making it dependent on anything if it's going to be inevitable anyway? Just so you can be a nazir. So obviously, it was specifically if it gets up by itself. But then it's time to begin to say, my gosh, what's this big question Rava has from Muhammad, which this is what Tez alluded to before. Mikton Me'alao in the previous Divine Masqa says that it says, it doesn't say the words Me'alao. But come Mishnais, Mishnina, Chasur Masqa Vakadam, we have fun throughout Shas. That's the whole point of the Gemara, that those who learn Mishnais and Mavali Oil because they don't know that their word's missing and what's supposed to say like this. So the word's missing Me'alao. Even Rava's we're going to see as in the word Loi, which is almost the exact opposite. Says what you can say is yes. The Hanimili, when do we add on words? Which obvious that this word's missing over here. Oz yeshkoich lahisav alashon haMishnah. Then there is the ability of the Amarim to add on to the words of the mission. Of lepeshter mechama, but according to his interpretation, lemuchaklum the Mishnah chasam elav. There's nothing evident that the Mishnah is missing the word me'alav because given the end until machlekes at the name klab bevin zapara, he doesn't even make the whole machlekes at the name and the mission dependent on the cow getting up. But the whole machlekes ben neid ma'bus. The whole machlekes really depend on the principle of taking a neder from the meat. If the Nazir is going to take effect for everything or not. Therefore, Rabbi is asking, meaning the in-law is about the Mishnah. No, here you should not add it to the words of the Mishnah. It's not evident from the Machlokes Tanna. There's missing anything over here, which is really the same question. I'm saying, what do you need this whole narrative of the cow getting up if that's not really the main Machlokes? Like this master begin with the Gemara. So Rabbi said, no. Rather, the case is talking about the cow was squatting, and he said, as we quote, to be maschal teis, I really like a carbon, or the gears is carbon. It's only a carbon. Pidish hapara, in other words, the cow. For tzayin lemo, what does he mean to say? As the gears of Marav Ranchberg is, im loy amido, if I don't stand it up, as the Gemara is going to ultimately conclude, but el adolei shavke lisiyum el milsa, the part that we just didn't get a chance to finish the statement until we ask questions and questions, until we finally get it, but that's really what the Gemara is ultimately going to say, that if I don't get it up. Which, as the next in Maschal Tesis, although it seems like the words of Amadeus, but it's, it really seems like it's over here explaining what, which ultimately the Gemara is going to say, but it's at this point also. That Bishami Sabi, Bishami Hold Torah, Dahu Gabba, the primary thrust of this person, Mishum Okmiv Yadihu, is that he's going to pick it up by his hands. Those are the words of the Divine Maschal Tesis, which, or if it's part of the previous Tesis, but be that as may, but Vimli Amda, if it doesn't get a return, Imloyamid, if I don't stand it up, that's what it means to say. And Bahalokma, he didn't stand it up because it got up by itself. Oh, so b'chayev lehev kum, has to bring a kum because he didn't get it up. Whereas b'sal tzavi b'sil hold im loy om the cloud, if it doesn't get up at all, shun rebutu because it's squatting. Well, come then, it got up. But given the kum, this isn't got up. In the chayev lehev kum, it doesn't have to bring a kum. That's much like b'sham b'sil. But then, as if they begin to say, wait a second, b'lishn masnitin kadoni, but the words of Mishnah are harin and zira. B'heir mashtam be'a carbon. How do you understand the way Rav is saying that it's about? He's saying it's going to make it into a carbon. B'sham says, you can say the hachikam. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Harin mevia b'carbon naziris. I'm going to bring it as a carbon for naziris im loy omdo. If it doesn't get up. Now, although the carbon of nazir doesn't come from a cow, from a large livestock. Yeah, but those are the obligatory carbons of a nazir. But their custom was, they used to bring different donated and vowed carbons with the carbon of nazir as the Sifri brings at the end of Parashas Nazir. But those are brought also from cattle and from sheep. Everything according to his nadav and his davar, and therefore that's what the Gemara had suspected. Then it says a door cannot be, but that's what the Gemara had suspected that that's what it means.